Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to A Stonewall's Perspective. I'm your host, Alexander Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life, and yes, I did say every, including the things that people do not like to discuss, such as politics. Today's show is full of profound wisdom and truth. First of all, I will be discussing Pastor Greg Locke's new movie, Come Out in Jesus' Name, the fact that there are still demons today, but we have power and authority over them in the name of Jesus. Next, we will be discussing the fact that politicians are corrupt and God's message to each and every politician in today's day and age, not only in the United States, but across the world, God's message to politicians. And then third and finally, why us as Christians and patriots should not only cling to the truth, but proclaim it and double down on it. All of that coming up right after this.
If you want to find out what's really going on, watch Brady on TV.
In recent years, the world has only become increasingly more chaotic and uncertain. Disruptions to the supply chain have resulted in global food shortages, making it difficult for us to access the very resources we need to live in a functioning society. That's why it is now more important than ever to be prepared for the unexpected. Here at Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com, we've made it our mission to help you and your loved ones be prepared for any emergency, which is why we are dedicated to bringing you a wide selection of ultra-clean and lab-verified superfoods, supplements, preparedness items, and other health products. So support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
All right, everyone, welcome back from that ad break. I'm your host, Alexander Stone. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life, and yes, I did say every, including the things that people do not like to discuss, such as politics. This show is brought to you by MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Stonewall, you can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. I have their slippers. I have their pillows. I just recently got the MyPillow 2.0, which is so phenomenal. I've been able to sleep even better than when I had my original MyPillow. I have, like I said, I have the slippers, and it's like wearing love on your feet. I have the towels, and they dry you very quickly. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Stonewall, and you could get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. And as I was saying in the intro to this show, Pastor Greg Locke recently released a movie in 2,000 theaters across the United States called Come Out in Jesus' Name. He worked on this movie for about 6 months. He's been diving deep into different kinds of theology, and his story is so phenomenal about how he, you know, shifted from being someone who is against the gifts of the Spirit and, you know, not really listening to the Holy Spirit, to someone who is now very in tune to the Holy Spirit. He is for the gifts of the Spirit, and he is for deliverance for Christians today. That is a thing that can happen today. Deliverance from demons, from demonic oppression. Demonization is the Greek word, demonizia. And you know, this kind of stuff, people will hate on it, people will push back on it, but it's a very real reality that demons do exist and they are still working today. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 12, "For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places." There are demons today and we are wrestling against them. This is a very real spiritual war that we are in. And Pastor Greg Locke gives a deep dive into what this looks like and how we handle it as Christians. Now, I recently released a video after I saw it. I put it on Instagram and I also put it on TikTok despite the China thing. I believe that I want to use every form of social media to reach as many people as possible. In my age group, I'm 19 years old, my age group is on TikTok. So I released this video on TikTok to help people understand the reality of biblical deliverance ministry. So watch this video.
Well, hey everyone, this is Alex Stone from A Stonewalled Perspective. I'm on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life. And yes, I did say every, including the things that people do not like to talk about, such as politics. Last night, I was at a movie, the premiere of Come Out in Jesus' Name. My friend Pastor Greg Locke from Global Vision Bible Church in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, he released that. And it was a phenomenal movie, revealing and exposing the fact that demons are still working today in the 21st century in America, not only in America, but all over the world. And that the doctrine of deliverance and that deliverance is for today. And right now, you can be delivered in Jesus' name. You can be delivered from demonic oppression. You can be delivered from demonization in the name of Jesus. Now, if you are a Christian, you cannot be owned by a demon. You cannot be indwelt by a demon because you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. However, there are demons outside on the flesh. They can oppress your flesh. They can tempt your flesh. They can tempt you with demonic power, and that is very, very clear in today's day and age. I just did a podcast, recorded a podcast with my friend Declan, and we were talking about Ephesians chapter 4. And in Ephesians chapter 4, it says, 4 verse 27, it says, "Nor give place to the devil." Right now, what we see is people who have given place to the devil in their mind, in their heart, in their lives, and it is wicked, and it leads to wickedness, and it leads to things that are not of God, but you can be free in the name of Jesus. I have been reading a book recently, and I've read it over and over and over again, but it's called The Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin, and Brother Hagin talked about the deliverance that we can have as Christians. We can have deliverance, and we can claim in Jesus' name that demons leave, demons flee, demons be gone at the name of Jesus. Now, this was a very important part of Jesus's ministry, casting away of demons, casting out demons. And that scripture is very clear that he went from synagogue to synagogue, preaching the gospel and delivering people from demons. And people say that this is not for today, that it's not for us today to go and cast demons away and cast demons out. I've been on a long theological journey of forming my own thoughts and forming my own worldview, and I've come to the conclusion that that deliverance is indeed for today. I've had many conversations with different people, different worldviews, different ideas and views of Christianity. And what I can see over and over in scripture is that demon after demon after demon after demon after demon was cast out by Jesus and the ministry of Jesus. And people will say, "Oh, but that was Jesus and he did that," but he gives us power and authority to cast demons away. And I'm going to be very clear with this, that scripture also says that there will be people who will, you know, be at the judgment throne of Christ, and they'll say, "We have done these things in your name. We've cast demons out in your name." That implies that people are casting demons out in the name of Jesus in a wrong way, and they did not know Jesus. And that also implies that people were doing it correct. People are doing it correct. But there have been two massive worldviews about Christianity where one will say that all of this is demonic and everything that you're dealing with is demonic. And then there's the other person that will say that none of this is demonic and it's all your flesh. And that's not true. There are demons that do tempt, that do test, that do try.
In Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about putting on the whole armor of God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this age. And this age that we're living in is so dark and evil and demonic. And in the United States of America, there is a demon for the US of A. And there's a demon for you and me. But in Jesus' name, we can be set free and we can be delivered through the power of Jesus. Amen. And it starts with forgiveness, forgiving others, and it starts with repentance, saying, Jesus, I repent. I repent of my sin. I repent of what I can repent of. And then in Jesus' name, cast the demon away. I've felt demonic presence many times. In this room that I'm in, I felt demonic presence. And when I feel those demonic, powers or demonic spirits, I say, in the name of Jesus, be gone. In Jesus' name, I claim authority. In Jesus' name, I take authority over you. You have no room. You have no power. You have no place. And I take the authority that I have as a believer. And you can too. This is scriptural. It's all over this book. However, there are so many people who do not follow after it, who do not desire it, who do not want it. And I am telling you right now, you can have deliverance in the name of Jesus. You can have deliverance in the name of Jesus. Man, it is powerful when you take that up, when you take up the armor of God and wear it so that you can stay free from your sin. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw near to God and he will draw near to you. When you resist the wiles of the enemy, when you resist the temptation from the enemy, from devils and demons and doctrines of demons, you will be free and Jesus will draw you nearer to him and he will draw nearer to you. And that's a powerful thing. And you can have that today, right here, right now. Lord God, I claim and proclaim everyone who is listening to this, that Jesus, you will have your way in their life, that they will follow after you deeper, that they will desire you deeper in a more profound way, and that they will realize the authority that they have in the name of Jesus right now, that demons have no place, they have no power, they have no authority when Jesus is mentioned and when scripture is mentioned. In Jesus' name, demons leave. And in Jesus' name, people realize that. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, God bless you all. If you go to MyPillow.com and use promo code STONEWALL, you can get a discount of up to 66% order off of your order. That is MyPillow.com and use promo code STONEWALL and you can get a discount of up to 66% off of your order. God bless you all and goodbye.
So deliverance ministry is indeed for today. Christians need it. Believers need it. And we can be set free. And Jesus himself says in the daily prayer, the daily bread, that we should pray this: deliver us from evil. We need deliverance from evil, from darkness, from demonic warfare, from principalities and powers and rulers of darkness of this air. This is very clear, very, very evident in scripture that these kinds of things happen. And we can indeed have deliverance as Christians. Now, shifting the subject, I am very clear about this. We're living probably in the end times. We are probably nearing that stage. We are at the beginning of the birth pangs, if you will, for the Jesus to return. But I want to give a message of righteousness to anyone who will listen to this. And this is my message to politicians, and not only my message, but God's message as well. All right. My friend, Pastor Brian Gibson from his church, he says this quite frequently, and he said it especially during COVID-19 nonsense. He said that the politicians don't tell the prophets what to do. The prophets tell the politicians what to do. Now, I'm not a prophet or the son of a prophet, but I agree 100% wholeheartedly with Pastor Brian Gibson on this. And there's a scriptural precedent for that. We see that in scripture, the prophets would go to the politicians and say, this is what's up. This is what is going to happen. Repent or else. And I believe that's the exact same thing that is happening in the 21st century, not only in the United States of America, but also across the whole world. God wants people to repent and turn away from their wickedness. Now, we see lots of wickedness today. That is very, very clear. We see wickedness in every form and every facet of life. And that's why my mission is to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life, is so that the gospel will penetrate that and people's lives will be changed by Jesus. Now, we see very clearly that some people will not turn to Jesus because God has hardened their hearts, because they've allowed themselves to get to a point where they don't want anything to do with God. So that's a very real reality. But my message to politicians and God's message to politicians is, be very careful with the things that you do. Be very careful with the things that you legislate and put into place and put into power and the laws that you put into place, because God will judge you for that. God will very, very clearly judge you for that. I believe it's in the book of Ezekiel where God says that God was looking for a righteous man to stand in the gap, but he found no one, so he wiped out that land. Let that not be us today. Let that not be the United States of America today. Let us stand in the gap, stand for righteousness, stand for truth, stand for liberty, stand for justice, and never back down, never back away, because God is coming back, and truth is what matters. The truth is what matters, so never back away from it. That is the message that I have for anyone and everyone who may be listening to this. Do not let the left put you in a place or a position where you cower down to their cowardice, where you cower down to their wickedness, where you cower down to the things that they are saying and the things that they are doing. We learned this in the year 2020, that they will do anything and everything to gain power. Never, ever, ever again cower down to what their agenda is, because it is an agenda of complete control, of complete wickedness, and that is not what we want for this country. It's not constitutional, certainly. What we need is to stand up and fight. And I don't know what that looks like exactly, but it's not what we're doing right now. And it's especially not what we were doing in 2020. Some people did take a stand, but we need more people to continue to take a stand. We recently have been seeing an uprising of multiple different drag queen story hours, drag queen this, drag queen that, drag queen going into a bar and children happening to be there and them dancing in front of these children with little to no clothes on. This is disgusting, wicked, and evil. And the Bible is very clear that whoever offends one of those little ones of Jesus's, that it would be better for a millstone to be wrapped around his neck and for him to be drowned into the depths of the sea. That's what we see today. We need to stand up against this nonsense. We need to stand up against this unrighteousness, and we need to stand for Scripture. That's one of the things that Pastor Greg Locke talked about in his movie, that in Knoxville, Tennessee, he and his buddy, Pastor Ken Peters from Patriot Church and the church at Planned Parenthood, that there was a bunch of drag queen stuff going on. And basically what happened is Pastor Greg Locke, he got up there with a megaphone and said, "These people are not our enemies. We are wrestling against not flesh and blood, but against demons. And there is a very clear, very real demonic presence that is going on in this movement. And it is not of God. It is very clearly not of God, because it is oppressing and it is offending the little ones of God. And God is very clear that whoever offends one of those little ones, it would be better for a millstone to be wrapped around his neck and he'd be drowned under the depth of the sea." We need to stand against this spiritual wickedness. We need to stand in Jesus' name and stand for truth and stand for justice and stand for righteousness and all that we can think, say, or do about all of this stuff. Because it's wicked. It is evil. It is corrupt, and I will not back down. I will not stand down. I will not step down. I'm not going to slack up. I'm not going to back up. I'm going to press forward for the truth. I'm going to press forward for Scripture. I'm going to press forward for what we see in today's day and age, and I'm going to stand against it with all that is in my being. Every fiber that is in my being, I will stand against this wickedness, and you should too. My friend Pastor Brian Gibson, he posted this on his Facebook page last night,
he posted a verse. It's Proverbs chapter 23, verse 23. Buy the truth and do not sell it. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. I'm not only going to buy the truth. I'm not only going to cling to the truth. I'm going to double down on the truth. And I'm not going to apologize for it. I never have and I never will. And you never should ever again. Because what we saw in COVID-19 2020 is they used us against us. They used our fear against us. They used our desires against us. They used everything against us. Never let it happen again. Right now, they're using themselves against children. And it's evil and it's wicked and it's demonic. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop preaching the truth. I'm not going to stop standing for the truth. I don't care how much money I'm offered. I don't care how many people threaten me. I don't care about any of that. I have made a promise before God that I will continue to tell the truth on this show, whether it be on Brighteon or somewhere else, or it be my regular show that I put out almost every day. I don't care. I'm telling the truth. I ain't going to be bought out. I can assure you this. I will stand for you and I will stand with you. And I will not let anything happen against my family. No matter what people think, say, or do against me. I'm going to stand for the truth and you should too. We should never cower down. We should never back up. We should never slack up. I'm going to double down. What will you do? It's not easy to do that. It's not easy to double down on the truth. I have many friends in this movement who have been threatened, who have been, just bad things have been said about them. There's been haters. There's been protesters. There's been lots of different things. They haven't backed down, so why should I? Why should you? Pastor Greg Locke gets it all the time. Donald Trump gets it all the time. I don't know him personally, but he gets it all the time. He's not backing down. Roger Stone gets it. General Flynn gets it. Clay Clark gets it. All of these friends that I know that I've made being part of the Reawaken America tour, they get all of this nonsense. And I'm going to get it too. And my promise before everyone on Brighteon.tv, my promise before God, I will not let it get to me. I don't care what they think. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they do. I'm going to stand for truth. Because truth is what matters. Truth is what saves us. Jesus is what saves us. And I will proclaim this over anything and everything, no matter what. Because it saved me. It changed me. It renewed me. It restored me. And it can restore you too. I don't know if everyone on here is a Christian. I'm assuming that not everyone on here knows Jesus. But my message to you is repent. Turn away from your sins. Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 and 9. And that if you confess with your mouth and believe that he is Lord. Or if you put your faith in Jesus. Then you will be saved. And that's profound and it's true. You can be saved and delivered from the demonic warfare that you may be going through. And man, when you are saved from that, it changes everything about everything about everything. And once you're saved, stand for it. Stand with it. Stand with God. Stand with the gospel. You know, you can please God or you can please men. But when you please men, you are not pleasing God. I'd rather please God than please men. So should you. You know, stand for truth. I'm going to stand for truth. You should as well. We'll be right back right after these messages from Brighteon.tv.
Hey, I'm here at the Nashville Reawaken America Tour. I absolutely love Uncensored Truth with Brighteon TV.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
I feel that Juvent is helping me to get better every day in every way.
That impact is what has been shown to help improve your bone density. Without that impact, you're missing a very important nutrient in your physical conditioning program.
The Juvent Micro Impact System allows the person to create more joint range of motion. Now I know there's a chance that nourishment can take place to that joint.
Get one of these.
Hey y'all, Curtis Grimes here, and you can check out what we have going on at curtisgrimes.com and also over at 10fingerministry.com to see all the cool stuff that God has in the works going on regarding our ministry. And I appreciate the folks here at Brighty on TV and the uncensored truth you can get right here.
All right, everyone, welcome back from that ad break. This is Alex Stone from A Stonewall's Perspective. I am on a mission to spread the light of the gospel into every aspect of life, and yes, I did say every, including the things that people do not like to discuss, such as politics. Recently, I had the opportunity to interview another young conservative, another young patriot, another young Christian. Her name is Hannah Faulkner, and she made headlines fairly recently. And she is a Turning Point USA ambassador. She recently spoke at the Reawaken America tour in Nashville, Tennessee at Pastor Greg Locke's church, Global Vision Bible Church. And I wanted to share that interview with you all today. So watch this and you will be encouraged. How are you doing today, Hannah?
Good. Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, thank you so much for making time to come on my show. Hannah, you are a phenomenal speaker. You're good at what you do. You are encouraging, life-giving, and it's so phenomenal to see what you are doing with Turning Point and how you are encouraging other people our age to get involved. And that's what we'll talk about today. But before we do that, could you tell my listeners about who you are, where you come from, and how you got to where you are today?
Yeah, so I am from Nashville, Tennessee, Nash Vegas. I was born in Lynchburg, Virginia. My dad went to seminary at Liberty University, but we moved here several years ago to Nashville, and we love it. But I got involved politically 2 years ago with Turning Point USA. My field rep at the time, Cassidy Riley, came to my homeschool co-op and was just telling us a little bit about Turning Point, what they do, their mission. I was very intrigued. And I wanted to start a chapter of my own. So we started a chapter and hit the ground running. And this past January, we hosted the first Teens Against Gender Mutilation rally. I don't know if you heard about it, but it was absolutely incredible. Over 500 attendees, several protesters, probably over 150 protesters. It was incredible. The video of one of the protesters just screaming, it was demonic, satanic, but she's screaming, and Graham Allen posted it, and it has like over 40 million views now. So it's just incredible to see what impact, you know, it is making just from that one rally and what Turning Point is doing as a whole. I mean, they're incredible. They're phenomenal. The work that Charlie Kirk is doing, I'm so thankful for Charlie Kirk. But really, I started getting involved in a sense. I started getting more intrigued and more wanting to get involved probably when I was like 11 or 12. My dad and mom had always, since the time I could remember, would sit us down as a family and we'd watch some sort of news, whether it be Fox News, Newsmax, or any kind of news, just to understand what's happening in the world and how to be of some sort of change in the world. And I started to really like it. I mean, at first, when you're like 9 years old, you're not too interested in Fox News or Newsmax. But after a while, it really starts to become interesting and you want to be a part of that change. So it was really cool. It was total God thing when Cassidy came to my homeschool chapter. But after that, it's just been incredible. You know, this past, like you said, this past January, I spoke at the Reawaken America tour, and just continuing to get more, you know, speaking opportunities and get on the radio. This past Monday, I was with AFA, American Family Association, and was on the radio with Mr. Tim. So it's just incredible to see. And I'm thankful for what you're doing as well, because we need more teens to take a stand. We need more parents to raise up teenagers and youth, because we are the future generation. And if we don't have a generation that loves America, that loves our nation, we are doomed. So I'm just thankful for what you're doing and what other teens are doing. It's beyond, it does not go unnoticed, and it's beyond worth it.
Thank you so much for saying that, Hannah. I really appreciate it. You know, my friend Doug Billings, I'm not sure if you've heard of him. He has a radio show. People call him the next Rush Limbaugh, but he has a show called The Right Side. And he wrote a book recently called Remaking the American Political System. Go to dougbillings.us to get that. But it's a phenomenal book. And on page 33, he writes, God changed the world with 12 young men and of widely disparate backgrounds and personalities. We need to draw from that today and be encouraged that God inspired the creation of this republic and inspired men to write our founding documents. We can change the course of this republic from the grip of commune socialism back to the divine providence of God. It will happen, I think, only if we create a succession plan of young people that reverence or fear God and love their country. And I believe that he is exactly right in saying that there is a succession plan that needs to be created or already has been created with things such as Turning Point USA, you know, inspiring and encouraging young people. You know, as I've been doing this, I started when I was 15, but I really got involved when I was 16. I've seen so many young people who either, you know, are public speakers or have a show. I'm friends with a 12-year-old kid named Shannon, and he has a show called The Young Patriot. And I asked Shannon, what are you going to do when you're no longer the young patriot, when you know, get to be older? He said, well, Alex, I'm training the youth. And I was like, what? This kid is amazing. And so he's, you know, someone that I've been able to, I mean, just look at and be inspired by. Although I'm 7 years older than him, he's so inspirational because he is involved and he's educated and he's educating others. And that's exactly what young people need to do, is to do those three things: get involved, get educated, and educate others. And I believe that you're doing that with what you're doing by, you know, being on stage or doing things with Turning Point or, you know, doing radio shows or podcast interviews. I encourage you, Hannah, and I encourage everyone this, but I encourage especially you, because of your youth and your influence, you should start a podcast or a YouTube channel or a Rumble channel or whatever, because I believe that your influence can reach a lot of people just by starting something like that.
Actually, that's in the works. The podcast is definitely in the works. We're working some things out, and hopefully pretty soon, within the next few months, that will be launched. But the YouTube, on the other hand, I started the YouTube channel to post like all of my full speeches and all of that. And within 24 hours, YouTube took down my videos because of hate speech, primarily because I said there are only two genders and that marriage is between a man and a woman. So very controversial, you know. They are very offended by the truth these days. But definitely podcast coming soon. So really excited about that.
I'm excited for you. And when you launch the podcast, I'll have you back on again. But let's move forward, into encouraging the youth. You know, like I said, I've seen many people who are our age who are getting involved, but there's also a lot of people who aren't, getting involved. Yeah. I personally believe that there is an anointing and a calling on young people, especially this generation. And I think there's a biblical precedent for that. You know, I mean, look at the story of David.
I mean, you know, Samuel, he was going through the list of his brothers, and he didn't choose any of the brothers, despite how big and tall and, you know, wise they were. He chose the youngest one, David, and he became to be the greatest, you know, king, and the only man that's mentioned in the Bible that had that was a man after God's own heart. I believe that that kind of anointing and calling is on our current day and age and our generation to go and do the same things, to go get people saved and to go tell others the truth. However, a lot of people aren't talking about that or doing that or living up to that calling. Why do you think that is, Hannah?
I really think that it falls on the parents. You know, just coming from my own testimony, like I said, you know, since I can remember, my family and my dad had sat us all down and just we talked about current issues. We talked about what's going on in the world. We talked about what's on the news, and we just went through it all. And I think that's very a lack of strong men in the household and even mothers following the husband's lead and being some sort of leader to her children when she is at the house. And so until parents, because to be honest, one of the hardest things that I can get, one of the hardest, I guess, age groups that I can get involved is the parents. Like, if I can't get the parents involved, then I most certainly can't get the kids involved. So we have to start with the fathers in the home and the parents as a whole. We have to raise up and encourage these parents to get their kids involved and to raise up godly leaders for our future generations. So we obviously are after the youth, and we want the youth to be leaders, but we have to start with the parents first, and encouraging them to take a stand and to not shy away from the truth.
You know, that's exactly right. You know, one of the things that, you know, I call them, I've begun to call the Democrats commune socialists, because it's not the Democrat Party of, you know, JFK anymore. Yeah. It's a mixing of communism and socialism. And that agenda, it's a satanic, demonic agenda, but it is to get to disrupt the family, get fathers out of the homes, get two fathers in a home or two mothers in a home or whatever. Satan wants to destroy what God has anointed. And God has set forth for us the definition of marriage in scripture, that it is a man and a woman in a household married for as long as they live. And Satan is doing anything and everything that he can to disrupt that and get rid of it. I have another book that I, you know, reference all the time in my show. It's called Socialism Under the Microscope by Rodney Howard Brown. It's a phenomenal book, and I think everyone should read it. But one of the, he makes 11 points that the Frankfurt School talks about to, you know, push their agenda, their evil agenda. And the 11th thing that they do, that they say, is the undermining of the family as the basic unit of society. When there are not families, then it tears everything down. I've seen a statistic, and I don't remember the numbers off the top of my head, but whenever a father gets, you know, saved, a lot of the time the family gets saved as well. That a lot of the time, yeah, his family comes unto salvation. And I believe that Satan is very, very strongly going against that, because he does not want people to get saved. He does not, he hates us, you know, but as a matter of fact, he hates us. And so he is doing anything and everything that he can to disrupt the family so that it can become more and more corrupt as time and goes on and on and on. And I think it's time that we start to talk about that and realize the problem that we have today, it's because of that. And, you know, I'm sure you're familiar with this, and I'm sure you've heard of this, but Black Lives Matter in 2020, they had something on their website, and they basically said that they want to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family. That they had that on their website and their About Us information, whatever. And they got a lot of hate for it. So they took that part of their website down. Just because they took it down does not mean that they don't believe it anymore. They do. That's exactly what they want. They want to disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family, which is the biblical, biblically prescribed nuclear family, father, mother in a household married for their whole life. It's sad to see.
I actually just chime in there. I agree that it is the greatest issue facing our nation is the decimation and the brokenness of the nuclear family between one man and one woman. I mean, if the nuclear family is the bedrock and foundation for any society to thrive, and that is why we're seeing our society continue to crumble, because we don't have that foundation between one man and one woman. And then you're seeing these other issues come from the brokenness of the family unit, like abortion, gay marriage, the LGBTQ religion, which I don't know what you think about calling it a religion. Have you ever heard anyone call it a religious cult?
I have, certainly.
I believe that it is a religious cult because it is a religion of sexual immorality. And if you look at the word pride, pride is self-worship, essentially. And that's their motto, is pride. So they are a religious cult of sexual immorality and self-worship, which a lot of people think that's controversial, but it's literally just the truth. And many of them, they have kind of branded themselves as a civil rights issue. And I think truly, until we rebrand it as a religion, we're not going to get anywhere with the LGBTQ religion, or even further and protect the family unit between one man and one woman. Because if they are a civil rights issue, then they were born that way and we have to accept them. But you're not born gay, because if you're born gay, then Jeffrey Dahmer was born a murderer. And no, he was not. He was born a sinner, just like we all are, and he chose to be a murderer, just like you choose to be gay. So
I like how you explained that. I have heard it that way. I've never really called it that, but you know, now that you're saying that and I'm thinking about it, you're exactly right. I just pulled out one of my Bibles from behind me, and I was immediately reminded of 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 and 10. But it says, "Don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit God's kingdom? Do not be deceived, neither sexually immoral people, idolaters, adulterers, or males who have sex with males, homosexuals, no thieves, greedy people, drunkards, verbally abusive people, or swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God." This is a religion. And then I'm also reminded of, you know, 1 Timothy and Romans chapter 1. And I could go on and on and on. But it has come to the point where it is a religion and they are shoving it down everyone's throat everywhere. I saw something. Are you familiar with Jeffree Star?
Sounds familiar. I'm not sure.
So
isn't he a gay guy and he's posing as a conservative?
Mm-hmm. Well, so he, okay. Yes, that I think he's posing as a conservative, okay. But he is a transgender, and he recently came out and said, "I'm tired of this they them stuff. You're either male or female." And conservatives everywhere are praising him for this.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. Why are conservatives making something that is clearly someone who is clearly living in immorality and something that is clearly against scripture? Why are we praising him for that? You know, I'll say the same thing for you know, Dave Rubin as well from Rubin Report. Everyone is praising him because he's a gay conservative, but he's also, you know, going against 90% of the fundamentals that we believe in as Christians and conservatives. I don't get it. Absolutely. I don't understand.
He is abusing children. He is adopting two kids, two little boys, I think is what he's adopting. And they're two kids, and taking them from a mother that they will never know and raising them in a sodomite relationship to think that it's somewhat normal. It is child abuse. And I personally think that that is self-righteousness. I mean, it's the verse that Jesus says to take the speck out of, or the plank out of your own eye before you take the speck out of a brother's eye. That's literally what verse that they are violating there. They are judging a more sexually debased group, like groomers, which that is grooming, because you're grooming anytime you pose as something that is wrong or morally wrong in society, you are grooming children to think that it is normal. And that is what Dave Rubin is doing. And when we as conservatives give him a platform, it makes you think that that's normal. Oh, well, if so-and-so is praising him, then that must be normal. You know, that must be okay. That we can, you know, we can live that lifestyle also. We can accept that lifestyle because so-and-so praised that person. So no, I completely disagree with that. And I'll say this, you know, also with the gays against groomers. I love the gay people, but they are, again, judging a more sexually debased group as they are sexually debased. They are just a little bit more moral than those that are drag queens or adopting children or whatever. So it's all hypocrisy, and it's the exact thing that we're claiming to fight for, yet we're at the same time praising. So I completely disagree and agree with you, you know, on your stance for that.
No, I'm glad that you have that stance. And I personally think that Turning Point USA needs to do completely away with any support that they are getting from Gays Against Groomers. Charlie Kirk claims to be a Christian, and I believe that he is, but I don't think he can associate with something such as homosexuality and continue to say with a right mind that he is a Christian and that it is a good group to be with. I don't see that happening. I can't think about that morally. I'm reminded of another passage in scripture. I can't recall the passage off the top of my head, but it's Jesus talking, and he says whoever offends one of these little ones of mine, it would be better for him to have a millstone hung around his neck and to be drowned into the depth of the sea. Mm-hmm. You know, we see this, and it's child abuse, and it's offensive to God, and they are offending these little ones through their abuse. And Jesus says that it's better for them to have a millstone hung around their neck and be drowned in the depth of the sea than to even live any longer. You know, this is so, so serious. And it's so sad to see how we've come to where we are because of the one issue, which is family. And like I said, the devil is attacking that. I want to shift this conversation a little bit, because I don't want to stay on this for the whole time. But you're obviously influential. When I heard you speak, I didn't hear you in person, but I watched your speech. It was phenomenal. You are influential, more so than myself, in my opinion. But how do you think that we can influence our generation in a better way than we are doing now?
I think that when teens just take a stand, other teens will watch. So if any teens are listening to this, just take a stand. You know what you believe in, Christians, especially Christian teens. Just take a stand and other teens will follow. It'll just as peer pressure into doing drugs or whatever, they'll follow that. They're going to follow you and taking a stand for the future generations, taking a stand for freedom. So when we as teens and as parents and even the older generation too, just everyone taking a stand, it's going to make a difference. And even the church, there's such a lack of stance in the church. I mean, even some of the churches local to me wouldn't even take a stance on the gender mutilation issue. They wouldn't even participate in the rally whatsoever, the Teens Against Gender Mutilation rally. And you'd think, you know, their common lie is that it's controversial, but this isn't controversial because we're debating whether or not kids can mutilate their healthy breast and genitals. But no, I think that when we as a whole, when we as Christians just get out there and take a stand, other people will follow and they will be convinced of the truth. They will believe the truth. So I just take a stand. I mean, that's mm-hmm. the biggest advice that anyone could give is just take a stand, just get out there and stand up for truth and don't back down.
No, I certainly agree, and my President Trump bobblehead also agrees with you on that point as well. Yes, we need to take a stand, against immorality, against what is going on, against the status quo, because we see that all over the place. We see it on Fox News, CNN, whatever. We need to take a stand for scripture. We need to take a stand for the Constitution, for truth. So that people can really realize what actually is going on in today's day and age and how evil it actually is. And you've done a phenomenal job at doing that. And I encourage you to continue to do so with all that you do when you start your podcast. Continue to do this. Start a Rumble channel. Do all the things. And I encourage everyone who's listening to do the same thing.